Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Football on Off the Ball.
But you know what? He's actually, there's a sense of him maybe learning his trade and having the kind of humility to do that that you wouldn't associate with Lampard at all.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Off the Balls Rugby Daily with Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Welcome along to Monday's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson. Coming up today, we'll hear from Josh van der Fleer as Leinster got back to winning ways against the Sharks last Saturday. We'll hear from the Munster camp as they get ready to take on the URC holders at Croke Park on Saturday. And a former Scotland international regrets retiring when he did. But first today, Leinster got their first win of the season over the Sharks on Saturday in a 31-5 win at the Aviva Stadium. Jamie Osborne, Jimmy O'Brien and captain Josh van der Fleer crossed in the opening 40 minutes with player of the match Harry Byrne converting all three tries. Springboks wing Ethan Hooker scored an interception try just before the break for the visitors' only score of the day. Max Deegan and replacement Gus McCarthy rounded off the scoring and secured the bonus point in the process. As Leinster continued to welcome back their Lions contingent, their assistant coach Tyler Blendall told Off the Ball's Susanna Mollum that the players are chomping at the bit to get going for club and country.
Yeah, it's one of the challenges of having that many players away off the Lions tour, you know. So we had a bunch of Irish guys that didn't have a pre-season match and we had to get them involved in South Africa. And I think that's showing now that having better performances, you know, a week or two on. So that's the challenge with kind of dripping these Lions players back into the group. But they're such high quality players. I think that's the key, is they've been training hard. They get up to speed quickly. We don't have the advantage of continuity, and we knew that from when the Lions tour was announced, you know, last season. So something we can plan for, and now we're just, you know, that's part of the challenge that we've faced this kind of pre-season, start of the season. But we've also had the opportunity to bring in a lot of young players and take academy players on tour, and other guys get to show their worth and find their opportunity. So it goes both ways, but we're definitely excited to have them back in and back in the team selection now.
Do they come back in fully motivated and raring to go, or does it take them a while to kind of readjust to the Leinster kind of way of life?
Yeah, no, I think I've been really impressed with how they've come in, with their attitude, and, you know, they took their time off and they got, you know, whether their holiday or family time, whatever. But when they came back into the Leinster environment, they've got up to speed straight away. They've really offered, you know, they've shown their leadership and their experience both on and off the field, which has been really pleasing. So they're not sitting back and just taking it easy for the start of the season. And I think they are also aware that, you know, come the Irish campaign, they're straight into things. They've got to get up to speed pretty quickly. So there's probably extra motivation that way to be training hard and performing well with Leinster.
Van der Fleer captained the side and he explained that he had to be himself and not try and be anyone else, which Johnny Sexton endorsed him with before the game.
You know what, it's a good question. That was probably my temptation at the start of the week, was to try and be like, right, this guy does this, I might copy that, I might say this, because that guy normally gets like that. But I think I got some good advice, I suppose, from a few different people. I was chatting to my dad on the Monday when I was told and stuff, and my mom as well, and obviously a few of the lads kind of said similar things as well, is that you're not being asked to captain or lead anyone because they want you to be someone else. It's because of the way they obviously like the way I go about things, maybe. So I just tried to be myself as much as possible, tried to kind of approach the week and the messaging in the week the way I like to do it. And there was obviously a lot of very experienced lads who were very helpful. Harry Byrne obviously was kind of helping out with the attack, and Max Deegan was brilliant, Ronan Kelleher as well. They were kind of looking after different areas of the game. So it's not really, it's not a lonely role at all. It's kind of, to be honest, they do just as much, everyone kind of does as much as everyone else. So there was definitely, I suppose, as you mentioned, there was temptation to try and like copy people, but I just tried to be myself as much as possible. Johnny, actually, speaking of Johnny Sexton, I was obviously a very influenced by him in terms of the way I think about the game, and obviously looked up to him a huge amount as a captain. He sent me a nice message, I think it was the day before the game. He was just like, be yourself and enjoy it. I thought that was quite a nice thing, and that's kind of what I tried to do.
On Off the Ball Breakfast on Monday morning, alongside Ger Gilroy and Cullen Buhig, former Ireland and Munster back row Alan Quillen debated the Leinster options at 10, with Harry Byrne having a good game in particular at the weekend.
Is there a brewing out-half controversy at Leinster? Who's the best tenant on their books at the moment?
I always felt that Harry Byrne's ceiling was high. I think he's a big physical out-half who has the attributes to deliver.
He was cursed with injury. He'd be named
yeah, very much so.
And get injured in the warm-up.
I think going to Bristol, that loan spell has done him good. He's a very, very good player, and he'd definitely be in the reckoning for challenging Sam Prendergast with Leinster and put some pressure on it. Without starting the debate again about Jack Crowley, Prendergast, I think Prendergast's skill set is sublime as regards his distribution and his hands. And they all have different strengths, don't they? He's a physical player, Harry Byrne, and he's a big guy. I think if he can build on what he did at the weekend, it was a very impressive performance from him. And one, again, like the feel-good factor that you want as a player, Harry Byrne will be very pleased with what he did on Saturday, bar the intercept.
And to hear more conversations like that, you can tune into Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Light app and on YouTube.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Munster will arrive in the capital with 14 points on the board, along with 3 wins. The entire rugby fraternity in Ireland will be hoping to see the battle of the out-halves Jack Crowley and Sam Prendergast this weekend in Croke Park. And Munster defence coach Dennis Leamy says that everyone wants to see the best players go up against each other.
Look, it's a big game, isn't it? And I think everyone wants to see both sides put their best foot forward. So, yeah, it's a great opportunity for all the players to take the field. And if it's Sam and Jack going head-to-head, yeah, that just adds to the occasion.
Front row, John Ryan was dragged from pillar to post in the game between the sides last year in Croke Park, playing loose head and tight head within the same game. Ahead of the first Interpro derby of the season, Ryan is hoping for a different game.
Yeah, definitely. Looking forward to it. It's always obviously a massive honour to play up there. It doesn't come around very often. Like last year, we obviously played there, but to get another go off it this year is great. And hopefully we keep more front rows on the pitch this year, because I remember last year I was playing loose head tight, it was back and forth. It was a bloody mental game. So hopefully more straightforward this time.
Former Scotland captain Stuart Hogg, who pleaded guilty to domestic abuse of his ex-wife Gillian last November, has said ending his playing career to save his marriage was the biggest mistake of his life. Hogg, who served a community payback order rather than jail time for the abuse, cited wear and tear on his body when he retired aged 31, 2 months before the start of the 2023 World Cup. The 33-year-old reversed that decision last summer and was granted bail to allow him to travel to France to play for Montpellier, after he had breached a court order to avoid contact with his ex-wife. Hogg, who won 100 caps for Scotland, said he was up to his eyeballs in antidepressants prior to his retirement at the end of a 4-year spell at the Exeter Chiefs. I gave up on my rugby career to try and save my marriage at the time. I didn't know who I was, said the 3-time Lion tourist, told the rugby paper. Hogg admitted shouting and swearing and acting in an abusive manner towards his ex-wife when he appeared in court last year. The former fullback, who joined Exeter from Glasgow Warriors in 2019, was spared jail time when sentenced in Selkirk Sheriff Court in January and was instead ordered to complete a community payback order with 1 year of supervision. In March, a sheriff noted Hogg's complete compliance with the order and said no further review of it would be taking place. He had previously been given a 5-year non-harassment order and fined £600 when he breached his bail conditions. And finally today, on last week's Word on the Street podcast, with Susanna Mullen, Rachel Sheehan, Eve Conway and Brona Davis, Ireland's rugby league players Molly Boyne and Storm Cobain chatted to the team about funding difficulties for their upcoming World Cup qualifiers.
In terms of like the upcoming games now in Canada, are you funding your own flights for that?
Yeah, we are, unfortunately. When your flights are over £1,000 and you're having to take time off work to go out there as well, you know, that's a big commitment and it's a big financial impact as well.
I presume there's still a lot of people coming from the UK. Are they paying for flights across for training and that kind of thing?
Yeah. And when we played France in July, I've had to fund those flights as well. So like I said, all of that's self-funded. Any flights for training, self-funded. Food while we're over, that's self-funded.
Do you think if you qualify, if you manage to win this World Series now in October and make it to a World Cup, do you think that would have a big impact on potential funding from, I know you get some from Sport Ireland, but maybe sponsors as well?
I'm hopeful that it will. I'm hopeful that it'll bring attention to us and how successful we have actually been. You know, as a team that's only been set up for 4 years, to make it into a World Cup, like, that's phenomenal. I don't think there's a lot of countries in the world that could say that.
Yeah, I think it's all about kind of, you know, media presence as well. We've seen, like, with the Rugby World Cup for Union, like, it's just about kind of raising awareness, and the more people who know about the great things that are happening, the more they can support them, because if they don't know about them, they can't possibly engage with it. So
yeah, you need a few TikTok stars as well. You need Nana McGann and Eve Higgins on your team.
That's it. I think can think of a couple of people we'll nominate for that job, so we'll get back to you on that.
Perfect.
And if you want to hear more conversations like that, just search for the Word on the Street podcast wherever you get your pods, or click subscribe in your OTB daily feed. That is all we have time for on today's Rugby Daily. I'm David Wilson, and we'll be back with more tomorrow.
Off the Balls, Rugby Daily. With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Hey football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.